Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. Government and health officials are trying to convince young people that they should take COVID-19 seriously by practicing social distancing, wearing masks, and avoiding large gatherings. One young person who has felt the effects of COVID-19 personally is Mackenzie Christofek. She's a recent WKU graduate who told us about her experience before, during, and after the disease.
I was in school. I was finishing my last semester of senior year at Western Kentucky. And the first day I felt sick, I went and got tested, and that was March 31st.
What were your symptoms? What did you feel like?
When I woke up, I just had a really sore throat and kind of felt like maybe I had strep or something. And then the longer that I was awake, it just kept getting worse. And it was like all the symptoms that they listed. My lower back was hurting. It felt like someone was sitting on my chest. I had a fever. I mean, I had a headache. My throat hurt. All the boxes were checked.
Did you have any underlying conditions? I mean, did you have any health issues before that?
No, totally healthy. So it kind of just came out of nowhere.
How soon did you get your results from the COVID-19 test?
I got those 2 days later, and someone from the Kentucky Health Department called me. So got those positive results back, and then I spoke to someone in the health department, and we had a walkthrough, like where I had been and what I'd been doing the past 2 weeks. So every single day, because I tested positive, every day I had to text someone from the health department twice a day, in the morning and at night, reporting my temperature and my symptoms. So I was technically released April 12th, but I really didn't feel like I was back to normal until the beginning of June.
And how have you been doing since then?
So 2 weeks ago, out of nowhere, on a Wednesday and Thursday, those entire 2 days, I had 103.2 fever. So I was thinking, okay, maybe I have it again, but I tested negative and I feel totally fine. Like since that Friday when my fever went away, I felt totally normal, healthy. But the doctor wasn't surprised to test me for COVID-19 again because they said that I could totally get it again. And they've had people come in and get tested for the second time and test positive.
So Mackenzie, what would you tell people now about the virus and anything you think is important to let people know after your experience?
It's definitely important to wear masks because healthy young people can also get it. It's not just the elderly. So I'm 22. So I know other people that have had it that are in my same age group. So it's just really important to wear your mask and to pay attention to the guidelines that, you know, the CDC or the governor sets out, and just be smart.
Well, Mackenzie, thank you so very much. I'm glad you're feeling better now, right?
Yes.
Feeling back to normal. And are you out and about and active now, or what have you been doing since you recovered from all this?
I have two dogs, so we go on walks around the neighborhood and up on Western's campus. So that's a really easy way to get out and get exercise without being around a lot of people.
Well, Mackenzie, good luck and good health to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mackenzie Christofek, a recent WKU graduate who has recovered from COVID-19. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.